The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
True North, AM 1460, FM 101.1. The Answer, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. or via podcast.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Shining a light on the leaders and luminaries of today and tomorrow, you're listening to True North with your host, Dirk Hobbs.
Fly me to the moon.
All right, good Saturday morning. If you're listening to that song, it means it is 8 a.m. here in beautiful Colorado Springs and Southern Colorado in general. It's Saturday, February 17th, 2023. I am your host, Dirk Hobbs. You are listening to True North, and we're glad you're with us. Breathe deep, ladies and gentlemen. It is a beautiful start to a weekend. It's cold out there, but it's a beautiful day. So get out and play. Get some vitamin D on your face. And go and enjoy another spectacular day outside with friends, family, pets, whatever blows your hair back. But for the meantime, I want to give a shout out to our friends at Colorado Springs Orthopedic Group who bring us this program and allow us to meet some of the most interesting people who live, work, and play among us here in Southern Colorado. And today is no exception. I have the great Amy Newland, who we're going to get to know here in just a moment. But a moment of silence for you 49ers fans, and that is all you get, because I could care less about the 49ers. Go Chiefs. You know, I'm a Steelers fan, so I'm typically in an eight-year cycle with the Super Bowl, okay? And then they usually come in twos, which is great. So I have to find proxy football teams to support. So first is Denver, because I live here, right? Even though I grew up in South Florida, I never was really a Bucs fan or a Dolphins fan, or in the Jaguars weren't even there yet. So I stuck with my Pittsburgh Steeler loyalty. And then as I came out west here, I stuck with that. But, you know, typically they're out of the conversation, certainly by postseason. In Denver, you know, similar plight. But the Chiefs, I got to say, are fun to watch. That team did a fantastic job. You know, for the first three quarters, I don't know about you all as listeners, I was bored. I mean, the game was not very interesting, frankly. It wasn't for the first three quarters. I mean, it was like, you know, the score was blah, 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 blah. But the last quarter really proved, and then the overtime, of course, proved to be what made it a Super Bowl. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you're not too far down in the dumps. Again, moment of silence for the 49ers fans. That was over long, long time ago. Never happened. All right. Get over it. Move on. I saw a meme of a guy who is at his house, beautiful house, had a bunch of people standing around, and it was right after Mahomes threw a touchdown in the overtime. And the guy picked up what looked like a champagne. It was carrying a champagne bottle. So it was one of those vases with ice in it. And, you know, and he threw it at his 80-inch big screen TV. You know, he had his 49ers garb on and he just threw it. And all the people in the house were like looking at him like, what just, dude, you just blew up a $2,000 television. What is your problem? And it was just sad to think that there's that much emotional buy-in, right? So go skiing instead, like our good friend John Larrell, because John can't help himself and needs to show everybody the pictures he took. Yes, John is in the studio. But so is Amy Newland, and she runs an American Family Insurance office here in Colorado Springs. She's a very successful agent and an absolutely warm and delightful individual, and she is here with us in the studios. We're going to talk about a few things that we may or may not understand. Now you think, oh gosh, insurance, what could we possibly talk about? Well, we're going to talk about what she's learned over the last year in her continuing education and how she's delivering solutions to her folks, her clients, and preparing them for life's unexpected disasters, some of which are cyber. So if you listen to Business Digest Weekly, which airs Friday here on Salem Media at 3 o'clock, we talk to two brilliant women from the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs here. They are running the cybersecurity program here in Colorado Springs. And I got to tell you, they unpacked things that I never even considered as it relates to cyber. And it touches everything from small business all the way up to, you know, missile defense, the big stuff, right? United States Air Force and Space Force and everything else. Of course, the financial institutions are always a great target for the bad guys. But they unpack some things in what the next generation workforce needs to be prepared for as they walk in, because this is part and parcel. No matter what you do in a particular industry, whether you own a hair and nail salon or whether you are running the National Cybersecurity Headquarters, okay, and all things in between, you really need to understand cyber and how it impacts your business and how it impacts your policies, your workflow, everything. And so that's just one of the many solutions I know American Family offers. But first, I want to get to know Amy and let you get to know her, because she is awesome. Missouri girl, right?
I am. Born and raised.
Welcome, Amy. Glad you're here. Thanks for coming on. And so let's get to know you. So where are you from?
So I'm from a small town in Missouri, Vandalia. Mm-hmm. Grew up on a farm there. Participated in FFA and 4-H. And
what's FFA?
Future Farmers of America.
Huh.
Yeah.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Yes. I had a few acres and some lambs that I took care of and showed, and that was my project for the year.
Okay.
And it was a small town of 1,000 people, and they became known, the town became known when they built a women's prison, and the population grew by 2,000. So, but yeah, grew up there, went to nursing school for a little bit and crossed over into Quincy, Illinois. And then during nursing school, I took a part-time job in an insurance agency and really enjoyed it. I was still able to help people. So that's kind of what got me into the business. I realized that, you know, nursing is great. Maybe it's not for me, though. So decided to go full time into the insurance world. And it led me over to Indiana, where I met my husband at the time and had two girls. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, led me over here to Colorado, and
right on.
No turning back.
And here you are.
Yes.
So you started out pursuing nursing.
Yes.
And you said that just wasn't a fit for you. So was it the kinetic component of nursing?
I enjoyed nursing.
Okay.
I did enjoy nursing. I worked in the labor and delivery unit as a nurse's aide. So was very, I mean, I got my hands dirty, really, really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. But just the puzzle pieces of insurance, I liked the mind work of it more.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you found yourself here in Colorado what year?
2020.
Okay. So just
April.
Just before COVID.
Right.
Right,
yes.
During COVID, actually.
Yeah. Drove across the country with a 5-day-old, and everything was shut down. It felt like we were running from zombies.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Zombie apocalypse, right? So did you immediately invest in this? I mean, how did you start your business here?
Yeah, so I had an agency in Indiana, so right outside of Indianapolis, the suburb Brownsburg. Mm-hmm. And I had that agency for 6 years. And my manager that had hired me into American Family, she had come out here to manage a district in Colorado. And we were just chatting one day in January, and she said she had this opportunity, and I said, "Well, I'll apply. Yeah, okay. this sounds, I'm ready for to take something new on." So I applied and was offered the agency, and within 2 months, we packed our home and had a baby and moved out here.
had you had any experience with Colorado at all?
No.
Prior to that?
I had been out here just a couple of times for some classes, visiting family, but no.
Okay.
No family here or anything, just made the move.
And nothing with, no experience with Colorado Springs in particular? Or?
No.
Okay.
I did my research. But, okay. Yeah.
And you came out here cold turkey.
Yes.
And set up shop and just started saying, "Hey, anybody?"
Yes, I took over an agency that the agent had retired. So I took over an agency and so set up a new office location on Woodman and Lexington and hired some team members and went to work.
Well, very good. Yeah. We're hanging out with Amy Newland, who runs American Family Insurance here in Colorado Springs. And we're going to get to know, you know, one of our more popular programs was with Adrienne Bossy. And she is the Medicare expert that we had on several weeks ago. And I got to tell you, I was surprised by the feedback because, you know, you talk about Medicare, you're like, okay, snoozer. But she really helped a lot of people navigating the Medicare process because as you're approaching that age, I mean, there's a lot to know. Medicare Part A, Part B, Part D, blah, blah, blah. And it's a very complex solution. And she... something she said that stuck with me. She said, "Don't talk to the people Joe Namath are telling you to talk to because it's not helpful." But anyway, that started to be one of our most popular programs. And I think you're going to enjoy this because Amy's going to enlighten us on not just the world of insurance, but why certain things are in place that we need to have in place to protect our families and our assets and all the hard work we've done. And, you know, sometimes that's physical, sometimes it's cyber. And we're going to get to know that a little bit more when we come back with Amy Newland in the next quarter.
I got a nightmare phone call that no parent wants to receive.
Someone hit me going 60 miles an hour.
Dr. Ramos came highly recommended. When I showed him the x-rays, he immediately knew exactly what was wrong.
We've had a tremendous experience with Ramos Law. Really, I could not be happier.
Having the car accident was an accident. Finding Ramos Law was no accident.
Injured in a car accident? Ramos Law can help. RamosLaw.com.
Booth Barn Hall, your gateway to great entertainment. Bringing you world-class concerts and events all year round. Plus, looking for a venue for your next event? Check out BoothBarnHall.com. Booth Barn Hall, your gateway to great entertainment. See you at the show.
All right, we're back here, second quarter, True North. I am your host, Dirk Hobbs. It is Saturday, February 17th. 2023. It's about 8:15-ish or so. Hopefully had a beautiful Valentine's Day and you listened to some of our instructions from Chloe Heft over at Boot Barn Hall, who gave you plenty of ideas, gentlemen, as to what to do for your Valentine this year. So hopefully you took advantage of that and enjoyed a great week. And now you're off to a great start here in the weekend. We're with Amy Newland, who owns an American Family Insurance brokerage here in Southern Colorado. And she's here to help us understand, you know, if you're a consumer like me, you look at insurance companies and you're like, okay, there's another one there. What's the difference? So, Amy, help us understand, what is the difference between, you know, why you picked American Family Insurance versus the myriad of others that are out there?
I chose American Family because the company itself is very... it's very tight-knit. It's a very tight-knit company. Mm-hmm. They support my family, and that was important to me. And I feel that it really goes out into the agencies and into the community as well. So that's why I chose American Family. I really, really like it. Something that we take pride in, my agency, is we get to know our clients. I mean, whenever they come in, we know a voice, we get to know them personally, we get to know their families, and we just were able to define the policy based on what they need. Mm-hmm. I was meeting with a client just yesterday, And he said, I didn't even know. How am I supposed to know that this is on my policy? I would have never, if this had happened to me, I would have never called. And I said, well, that's why, you know, that's the importance of meeting. Any time that you think that you may have a claim or a situation, give us a call. We can kind of walk you through it. We can guide you through the process. That's the importance of having that team behind you. We don't expect you to know your policy inside and out. That's our job.
Mm-hmm. And it's true. I mean, I can't remember the last time I read an insurance policy, frankly.
Yep.
Right? I mean, high-level stuff, got it, skimmed through it, right? And you put it on the back burner, right, until the day you need it. But I am curious as to, you know, when people are selecting insurance, because you write articles for us in North.
Yes.
They're very well received. You've spent the last couple of seasons with us kind of walking people through that, educating them on different programs and policies, whether it's fire or the big life episodes or even the small episodes. And we appreciate that. And so do our readers. And you can pick up a copy of North at coloradomediagroup.com/subscribe. If you want, I'll send it to you in your mailbox at no cost. So just jump online and sign up. We don't sell your information, any of that nonsense. We just send you a nice, beautiful publication where you will find articles from people like Amy in there who are subject matter experts in various categories of life. And insurance is one of them because we all have to have it. And is it a requirement, a state requirement in Colorado? Or how does that work, for starters?
Auto insurance is
certainly
required.
Auto is, yes.
Home is not required.
Really?
So you can self-insure.
Even lenders
today? Well, if you have a mortgage.
If you have a mortgage, yeah. You got to have mortgage,
yes,
insurance and all that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then there's just literally dozens of other products out there, right? I mean, other solutions out there. So we're not going to have time to cover them all. But when you first meet a client, what are you looking at? What are you listening for?
Just listening for what's important to them. Mm-hmm. You know, some clients have a reserve and they are comfortable self-insuring claims that may be under 10,000. So everyone's different. Everyone has a different need for what it is that they're looking for. Insurance is changing in the industry. And so more of the insurance policies are leaning more towards a catastrophic loss. That's kind of where they're headed to. But some policies, you can still have a lower deductible. So it just depends on what is important to the family, where they want to save money, what is important that they protect, and what bundles that they are looking at. Mm-hmm. Discounts are also important. We offer discounts for Costco members at American Family, and good student driving is important. And then if you're open to different driving programs, there's also some available discounts as well.
Okay. So in the insurance world, I mean, we live in an almost ever-increasing culture of chaos, right? Law and order is subject to discussion these days, it seems. I mean, is the insurance industry reacting to how our jurisprudence handles criminal activity, say, you know, in the event of a burglary or arson or something like that? I mean, a lot of different DA's offices, not this one. We have an outstanding DA here in Southern Colorado. But in other regions, I mean, car theft, for example, or breaking into a car and emptying of its contents, a lot of that stuff is not even dealt with by the police, right? And certainly not the prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's considered, you know, less important, if you will, and less threatening than other crimes. And so I understand the statistical components of it, but does the insurance industry kind of look at the landscape that way and say, you know, I mean, if the officers aren't going to push it and the DA's offices aren't going to push, you know, consequences onto criminals who are doing these lower level crimes, I mean, we have to increase our insurance rates. We have to come up with new and improved product. And we're going to have to put some of the onus back on the consumer. Is
right.
Is that how it works? Absolutely. Okay.
Yes. I mean, rates this past year have shown that, and that is across the industry. It's across the nation. We're seeing rates increase. Labor is not coming down with inflation. Materials, supply and demand is still high in areas. And the thefts is a huge component as well. Thefts of vehicles and catalytic converters was extremely high in the last couple of years. So all of that, along with catastrophic events such as hail and hurricanes, all of those are playing a big part in consumer rates as well as accidents.
And I mean, what can we do other than insure ourselves? But I mean, if I heard you correctly, in one of your opening statements, you talked about things are moving, or the insurance industry is moving more towards catastrophic plans. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes. The idea that, you know, deductibles, especially in Colorado, we're seeing a lot more 1% wind hail deductibles, which is 1% of your dwelling coverage. So if you have $1 million in coverage, that's $10,000 wind hail deductible. So we're seeing those larger deductibles come into play. So the companies are moving more towards that as well. And then if you have your coastal insurance companies, you know, they have hurricane insurance. So we're moving more towards those event policies, if you will. And, you know, just being so the lower your deductible, the more you're going to pay, the more you position your policy to cover those lower risks, you're going to pay more for that. So just being able to be open minded when you're looking at your policies, being open to different ways of insuring, just talking through different scenarios is extremely helpful as well.
So, like, and going back to the people when you meet them for the first time and they're unpacking their lives in front of you, right? That's pretty vulnerable time for them, number one, right? And number two, I mean, where do you enter the conversation and start steering? Have you thought about these types of things? Because I would imagine you would speak to somebody who lives in a more farm community setting differently than you would somebody who lives downtown. Is that fair?
Yes, absolutely.
Because the living dynamics are different. I mean, the probability of you having a break-in in your house or car out in Payton is probably a lot less than downtown Colorado Springs. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. So you're having different types of conversations and trying to schedule the protection of their assets around kind of where they live, how they live, what they do. But and also what I'm hearing is we want to make sure that you're putting enough money away to cover the deductible component, because insurance people, and I would imagine any statisticians, are notorious for saying it's not so much if, it's when.
Yeah, correct.
Right. So preparing for the when and making sure that we're prepared. So what are you recommending as far as like homeowners insurance, auto insurance? Is it a higher deductible to lower their premiums, or does it totally depend on their financial scenario? Because most people are kind of living paycheck to paycheck now.
Right. It depends on their scenario and just being able to talk it through. So you also have to look at different things when it comes to the policy. So like our policy with American Family has two separate deductibles. We have a wind hail deductible on our home policies, and then we have an all other peril. Well, the all other peril could be your fire, theft, water. If you sustain any type of those claims, that particular type of claim can actually impact your rates, and it could impact your eligibility. So it does have much more than just a financial weigh on it. So it could impact future eligibility depending on your claims, because that is something that all companies look at. Even if it is a claim with a $0 payout, can impact you negatively just because of frequency. So looking at their history, looking at, you know, what are you comfortable with if you did have a claim, and then it's kind of setting two out of pockets is the way I explain it to clients. If you have a loss of $5,000, you know, are you comfortable with covering that loss? And if a client says, yes, I'm comfortable covering a $5,000 loss, the next question would be, what would be the next out-of-pocket.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get a little deeper dive into that here with Amy in just a moment, because we're running up against a commercial break. But stick around. We're going to get to know this a little deeper, as well as some of the life insurance policies and other insurances that are out there that we all need. Back in a moment.
The news and events that matter to you. AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
All right, we're here in the second half of True North Saturday morning. It's about 8:30-ish. And hopefully you're enjoying your second cup of coffee with us while we talk a little bit of insurance. This is a little bit of a pragmatic discussion, a practical discussion around making sure we're protecting all those assets that we've worked so hard to accumulate, as well as protecting our family members in the unlikely event that we depart in an untimely fashion. So we'll talk about life insurance here in just a moment. But before we do, I want to introduce everybody to Amy Newland, who owns the American Family Insurance offices here in Colorado Springs. Amy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Glad you're here. Right out of the gate, so for listeners who are kind of in that season where they need to revisit their insurance or get insurance to start with, how do we get to you? Your phone number?
You can call us at 719-208-3144. You can also text us there as well. You can visit us online at www.amynewlandagency.com.
There you go.
Or you can send us an email at amynewlandagency@amfam.com.
AMFAM.
AMFAM.com.
All right. Very mm-hmm. good. All right. So we led into the show with folks who might be in the season of reviewing their current insurance policies, or they're maybe just examining it for the first time. Maybe they've kind of lived on the edge, if you will, a little bit, which is dangerous these days, folks, because, you know, we have a culture that is very, it's different than it was 20 years ago, let's say, when people wouldn't necessarily break into your car because they can get away with it. They were probably a little more desperate than that. Now it's a sport, it almost seems like. And so there's the basic stuff like car break-ins and home break-ins and things like that, which are very intrusive. If it happens to you, you know, it's very intrusive. It's happened to me, and it's not fun. It's a mess. It's a lot of hours you got to put in. And a lot of questions you got to ask. You almost feel like you're on the investigation side of things. But they're just trying to get answers so they can help you. So, Amy, as people are, let's start with a group that hasn't insured so far. Again, we talked about it's not so much if, it's more likely when, mm-hmm. right? How do you coach those people into getting a responsible level of insurance?
Just looking at them individually. So it does, you know, looking at their liability limits, also looking at their income, that mm-hmm. plays a big part. If you're sued for any reason, or if your limits aren't enough to cover your income, you mm-hmm. can be sued. And that can be detrimental, cause, you know, garnish of wages and bankruptcy type things. So just making sure that you've got the liability limits where you need them. And then also just reviewing your policy, not necessarily you yourself, but especially within the last couple of, especially this last year, there's been a lot of changes made to insurance policies, verbiage. Coverages have changed. And if you're not paying attention to that, or if you're not meeting with your agent to discuss what those changes look like and how that can affect you, mm-hmm. then that could have an impact on future coverage.
Understood. So a young family, maybe let's call it a police officer and a school teacher, right? Incomes are limited.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a small home, maybe a child, maybe two. And they're in the very, very early stages of their career. Okay, how is American Family and how is your particular agency positioned to help them understand? Okay, let's take this first step. Okay, and make sure we protect your livelihoods, whether that's through life insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should one of you, especially if it's a police officer, right? And let's protect the assets that you've acquired so far. Where does that conversation begin, and how do you get people to reconcile a limited income with this dispensation to this insurance company of money they won't see until they absolutely need it?
Just sitting down with them and putting different options out there available to them. So it's, you know, life insurance is never as cheap as it is today. I mean, it only continues to get more expensive the older that you get. Mm-hmm. If you're wanting it to, you know, depending on what you want that policy to do, there are lots of different options. There's several different products. There's products that are available for the more budget-friendly end, such as term insurance, that would be great to cover in loss of income, or if you have a mortgage or any debt. And then you can always position those policies to convert into more of a cash-building policy that is there for future. So there's lots of different plans. Whatever you choose today could be, you know, could be changed depending on what you get.
Okay.
So you can build and customize throughout the years based on what you choose. But just being able to sit down and say, this is something we could start with, this would fit in your budget, and this is how the future would look that we build upon it.
Right. And the protection of those assets, that's perfect, because for young families, it's just hard. It's hard to find an extra $200 a month or whatever it ends up being. To, you know, in their world, they're thinking, well, I've got forever and a day to live, but, you know, life happens.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
You just want to make sure that you're in a great position to have it. Protection for your loved ones as well as the things you're working so hard to protect. So, What's the next level of discussion for the family that's kind of maturing in their mid-career? They've got some wherewithal. What are some of the other considerations they need to be thinking about as it relates to protecting the home front, protecting, you know, the family in general, the family's livelihood? But also there's this element of cybersecurity protection. And what does that look like?
Yes. So a lot of our business policy bundles offer some form of cyber protection policy based on the business type. And it is important. Each business is different. So that can come with different levels of protection and different variances of the cybersecurity. And then we also, it's, you know, being insurance agency with American Family, I do have access to other companies as well. Mm-hmm. So we do have other companies that specialize just in cyber protection policies that are built more towards larger amounts that are in coverage that are needed or different circumstances.
Mm-hmm. So is this like credit card fraud and things like that?
So there's different levels. If a company is taking credit card payments, you know, there is some fraud protection there for credit cards. There's also protection there for personal information that is stored on websites or databases. Mm-hmm. And then also any type of if there's checks, you know, fraud checks that are being written. So lots of different protection. And then individually, we offer identity fraud coverage that's available on home policies as well. So it just depends on what the need is for that family or business.
Mm-hmm. So help the listeners understand now, not to be over dramatic, but let's paint a picture of what it looks like on the other side of a catastrophic event in the family, where there is no insurance, and maybe it's a flood, maybe it's a fire, maybe it's a very, very aggressive burglary where everything's wiped out of the household. Help us, walk us through what kind of experience folks on the other side of that are going to have versus those that are insured.
Well, insurance can do a lot rather than just rebuild your home. So if you do have, if there is a fire, you have that person, the agent that will be by your side, that will walk you through the process, that will help you come up with an inventory list to provide to the adjuster. It's already a stressful time. So,
right.
if you've taken those steps to take videos or photos of your contents, it makes it easier. But then also loss of use. So if you're not able to live in your home due to a covered claim, insurance is there to put you someplace else. The adjuster is there to find other living arrangements for you. Same if you're not a property owner with renter's insurance. If you're displaced because of a covered claim, that is where your renter's insurance comes into play. In regards to business insurance, there's loss of income. So if you're not able to, if you need your building, so if you own a restaurant per se, if you need your building to continue to bring in an income, there is insurance that you can purchase to protect that. So insurance is available for much more than just physical property. Mm-hmm. It's also there for income liability. Going back to insurance part, life insurance, key person is also a type of life insurance policy for, say, you've got a brewing company. Mm-hmm. And the major brewer, who owns the recipes and all of that. If something were to happen and those recipes can't be continued, all of that, there's lots of different scenarios where insurance can come into play. And it's not just a one size fits all, and it's not just one product. Right. It may be a variance of all.
Well, and I appreciate your knowledge base on this, and I hope the folks listening are getting pearls as well. If you want to contact Amy Newland, you can do so. Give us your phone number and URL one more time, Amy.
719-208-3144.
All right. We're back in a moment with Amy Newland. We're going to get to know a little bit more about some of the different types of coverages in our next quarter. Stay with us. Back in a moment.
One critical fact that needs to be established is that your injuries were caused by the accident incident you were involved in. For your case to have merit, it must be made clear that had you not been in the crash in the first place, you wouldn't have been hurt. This is one of the most important steps in the entire process, and leaving it to anyone but an expert is a serious mistake. Ramos Law, doctor, lawyer, partner, combining medical and legal knowledge for better outcomes for you.
All right, we're back here, fourth quarter, True North. Thanks to Lance for his patience this morning, our engineer who is helping us make sure this show gets out there. Appreciate you, my friend. Thanks to Salem Media and also our friends at Colorado Springs Orthopedic Group. You guys help us meet these great people in town. And if you would like to appear on True North, give Stephanie Larrell a call. Actually, give her an email instead. Say S. Larrell, L-E-R-O-H-L at SoCoDigest.com. And she will make sure you get on the show. We're looking for other luminaries and quasi-celebrities, whatever. If you're making an outstanding contribution in our Southern Colorado community, we want to meet you and share your story. Because we've had Olympians on here. We've had generals and we've had business owners and industry leaders and, of course, small business leaders as well. And it's just such a pleasure to meet the fabric of our community. And I hope you enjoy True North as much as we enjoy putting it on for you. So thanks for listening in on Saturday mornings. And today we're hanging out with Amy Newland, who is currently doing a little bit of a selfie thing right now in the studio. Hey, we don't always hang out in studios, so it's kind of a cool thing to do. But Amy, welcome to the program, and thanks for kind of walking us through, which for most people is kind of that necessary conversation that you have to have when you're a grown-up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just, insurance is one of those things you pay into it. It's just money gone. It's a living expense. And it's tough to part with, right? But when, not if, but when life happens, you have a partner by your side. And it's somebody who can not only walk you through the process, but can significantly empathize with you on a level that sometimes family and friends can't. I mean, they're all well-intended and they're making contributions to help you rebuild your life and whatever. from whatever situation has occurred. But somebody who has very practical application of steps that you need to take after certain events happen in life, that's the partner you need. And Amy's very, very good at that. Delightful human being, individual to work with, and she's a lot of fun. Are you a horseback riding girl? Is that, or your, did you raise cows, or what did you do in Missouri?
I had some cows. I did not
lambs.
Ride them.
That's what
lambs.
It was.
Yes,
lambs. Sorry. Lambs got away from me. I knew you were a farm girl, but that's about all.
I'm a city girl now.
You're a city girl now, so no more cows and pigs. Oh boy, welcome to Saturday morning. But anyway, thanks for walking us through these early steps. We talked about the young family. We talked about kind of the family that's emerging up into the next level. You know, they've got kids going to school now. They've got jobs. They've got a lot more assets they need to protect. Walk us through how the insurance discussion works throughout the course of life cycle of our life cycles, because it is important to probably check in with you at least once a year or once every other year at the very latest. To make sure we're current in that because our lives change, right? We mm-hmm. have new toys in the garage. We have, you know, we may have gotten a diagnosis in life. You just never know, right?
Right.
So it's important to kind of make sure our insurance does fit the lifestyle we're currently living. Is that a way to look at it?
Absolutely. And just as, you know, our lives change, the industry can change as well. So policy verbiage can change. We may add discounts or we may add coverage that is only available for you to add on to your policy at renewal. So just being able to talk through those scenarios, like we've recently added a coverage called inland flood to the policies, and that had a lot to do with the rainwater that we had last year. So that's a great coverage to discuss if you're not meeting with your agent on a regular basis. Or not reading your policies when they come, you may not know about that. So just being able to have that conversation and review. And as life changes and throws different things at us, you know, just because a policy renews at a certain price does not mean that that's where it's set. That is a computer-generated renewal. My office looks at each and every renewal that comes through, but without being able to meet with the client, we are not able to determine if that rate is where it should be. Mm-hmm. So going in and manually calculating a replacement cost versus taking what the suggested inflation rate is can make a huge impact on a policy premium. Revisiting deductibles, relooking at coverage that may not be needed anymore. Mm-hmm. Just looking at the different verbiage in the policy, the limits may not, you know, lots of changes that you can do to a policy to bring that premium down if you're not satisfied with the way the renewal looks.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that differentiates your firm from many others is the word captive agent comes to mind, where you don't necessarily sell one product, just American Family. You have access across the board to different policies, different mm-hmm. companies, different products and solutions based on what the folks in front of you are saying to you, right? It's
yes.
not just American Family size fits all. It's you have options. Is that correct?
That's correct. So we aren't considered a brokerage or independent agency, but we do have access to other carriers. Mm-hmm. And if a product is not eligible with American Family, then we do have other avenues where we would still be the agent on that policy. Mm-hmm. There are some business types or homes, you know, higher wildfire scores that may not be eligible with American Family, but we do have access to about 40 other carriers that we could look at as well.
Okay. And that's a prominent discussion here in Southern Colorado.
Yes, absolutely.
I would imagine. Okay. Especially if you're in Black Forest or some of the communities right up against the foothills here in mm-hmm. Southern Colorado. Very good. Well, what else would you advise our listeners as they're starting this process? Because now, you know, we've got the young family, the mature family, and now the family that's kind of aging out. Maybe they're empty nesting at this point. how would you like to train us to interact with our agent?
Yeah.
What frequency and so forth?
I think it's really important to build that relationship with your agent and the agency team. It's so important when we see, you know, if we catch, if we hear something on a phone call or if someone mentions something, you know, those are cues that we listen for, mm-hmm. and we may be able to suggest a coverage or suggest a different type of product, just depending on the need. If you've got a child going to college, you know, that might look different. We may need to look at a renter's policy or a life policy. It just depends just on where you're at in life and what scenarios may come up. But just building that relationship so that we can be there for you and we can get to know what's important to you and we can make suggestions.
Very good. Well, get us in touch with your shop again one more time.
Yeah, 719-208-3144.
And your website?
AmyNewlandAgency.com.
Okay, and your email?
AmyNewlandAgency@amfam.com.
Very good. Well, Amy, thanks for walking us through this. Obviously, you're counselors in the insurance industry. You can't necessarily change behaviors of people. So you're not going to necessarily talk me out of jumping out of an airplane when I'm an empty nester, are you?
No.
Okay. With a parachute, of course. Yeah. I mean, let's not go into the macabre. But I do. I have a very strong desire to jump out of an airplane after my kids are gone, of course, and off to college and well prepared for. But you're not going to try to talk me out of that, are you?
Oh, no.
Is an insurance agent? Well, that's good. Okay. So she's not a
counselor.
It is
a question,
folks,
that we ask on some things.
But. Yes. Is it really?
Yes. If you, you know, do you do high risk activities on certain applications?
That's not high risk.
No, not at all.
Smoking is, but the other stuff isn't high risk. Well, if you're listening, thanks for doing so. Again, I hope you have a great weekend. I want to encourage you to go out and subscribe to North because it's a great publication. And it's not just, you know, print is only 10% of what I do here at Colorado Media Group. We have a great product that's online. It's interactive. We've got this radio program. And, of course, you can find us on kktv.com. It's just, you know, it's what's working in life here in Southern Colorado, and you meet the greatest people through the publication. This coming month, well, currently we have Lonnie Kramer, who is the president and CEO of UC Health. And this is one of the top healthcare executive minds in the region. And he's a lot of fun. He's very playful. He's very animated, but make no mistake, he's definitely one of the smartest guys in the room. And he is working diligently with his team at UC Health to make sure that our experience when we need them is spot on. And he tells a great story about doing more with less every year. Health systems are doing more with less, and it's just such a struggle. But they managed to get it done and work through all the barriers set before them. So it's a great story. It's a great way to understand and better empathize with some of the working professionals in our healthcare industry and what they're going through to try to make sure that your health is paramount. So great stories there. We also meet Marisa Wigglesworth, who runs the United States Olympic Museum and Paralympic Museum here in town. Great destination. You know, they welcomed over 90,000 visitors in 2022. And they're still calculating the numbers from 2023. It's a great place to go. And if you go after 5 o'clock on Saturdays, you can get in for $5. So go see the United States Olympic and Paralympic Museum here in Colorado Springs. Lots of great things to do, and we outline them every month in our North publication. So go out there and get it, coloradomediagroup.com/subscribe, and we'll make sure that you get one in your inbox and your mailbox, assuming you want a physical print of it. But thanks for listening, True North. Thanks, CSOG, for underwriting us. Thank you, Amy, for educating us on all things insurance. We appreciate it. And folks, we'll see you next week.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes, she'll turn her music on you, you won't have to think.
You've been tuned in to True North. Till next time.
Fly me to the moon.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.